From the Marketplace Morning Report, I'm David Brancaccio. I want to introduce you to a 79-year-old woman in New Jersey who fell into a financial nightmare. We're adding up losses on a financial statement.
Plus 2 is 26, plus 2 is 28, plus 3 is 31, plus 1 is 32.
Judy Fern, as you can hear, does math in her head just fine.
43, 45.
$45,000 of gift cards. Judy. This is only on one bank?
This is only on one bank.
Only on one credit card.
It gets worse for Judy, who, as she approaches 80, is still working as a substitute school nurse. Her small house, just in from the Jersey Shore, is tidy. She goes to Pilates twice a week. Yet scammers nearly bled her dry.
I just don't think I was thinking. I was like a robot.
This week on Marketplace, we're looking into evidence that as we get older, we become more vulnerable to financial exploitation by strangers or even by family. The danger is obvious in cases of dementia, but doctors are studying older people who are on the ball, A-OK, but who may be at special risk. There's brain research about this, as we'll learn. Doctors and advocates say now's the time for a national conversation about protecting the money of older people, people like Judy. Home alone over a holiday in late 2017. Her husband had died years earlier. She'd lost her daughter to cancer.
It was Thanksgiving weekend, and I was just hanging around the house answering the phone like a fool.
It's some company calling saying there's a computer problem, virus, firewall, blah, blah, and Judy lets the caller take control of her system. That year, Microsoft had compiled 153,000 complaints about tech support scams from all over the world. One in seven lost money. Judy says using her screen, the guy shows her what looks like one of her bank accounts that should have had about $30,000 in it. She freaked when it looked drained down to nothing.
He wanted to show me it was at 000, and you can make it up if you do what I say.
There's an intricate way to create that illusion, but I won't go into it here. Point is, Judy was led to believe if she gave the caller more money, she'd get all of it back. She said to him,
"Are you happy that you've totally wrecked my life?"
And what would he say?
"Oh, I didn't wreck your life. You just have to do what I tell you and you'll get your money back."
$10,000 out of her Wells Fargo, then a $45,000 transfer to some bank in Nepal. I've seen the paperwork, Kathmandu. And then the scratch-off department store gift cards. 2 dozen trips to Walmart and a Target for cards worth at least $1,000 each.
I was driving like this. I was driving, clenching the wheel. I'm so mad, and I couldn't figure out, as I thought about it, if I'm mad at him or mad at me. No kidding. I mean, why am I out here on this freaking road again, driving all the way out to Walmart?
I added the receipts. $166,000 in gift cards. But why did Judy keep at it for 2 full weeks? Something called decision theory could be part of this, the way people calculate what it's worth to put more money in if there's a chance of getting money back. There is fear. Judy says there were threats against her family. Now, maybe this could happen at any age, but it's possible there's something else. Scam victims like Judy are of special interest to neuroscientists.
The most frustrating people in my science and in my clinical practice are people who test up and down neuropsychologically normal. I mean, they've had the million-dollar neurologic workup, and yet they still give away the farm in ways that they would not have when they were younger.
Mark Lax is a nationally known geriatrician at New York's Weill Cornell Medical Center. He and his colleagues have put a label on it, age-associated financial vulnerability.
The 80-year-olds have slower finishing times in a New York City marathon than the 20-year-olds, and that's just a law of physiology and physics.
While experts believe wisdom and life experience can help counteract age-related changes, there's neuroscience and psychological data showing normal people's ability to detect and face down a scammer can decline. And it's not just the brain. Marty DeLima is a research scholar at the Stanford Center on Longevity.
It also involves all of these other social and environmental factors, like social isolation, like cultural factors and societal factors, like older adults having more wealth compared to younger generations.
With an aging population, this is an elder justice issue, a personal finance issue, and a public policy issue.
I just must insert here that nobody could be madder at me than me.
This is part of the Marketplace series, Brains and Losses, the bottom line on aging and financial vulnerability. You can listen to the one-hour special and find resources, including how to protect loved ones from fraud and financial scammers, here at marketplace.org.